Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website, hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
We're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along.
You know, the Wall Street Journal reported this morning that 44% of economists expect a recession in the next year. Is that what you expect as well?
I don't think a recession is at all inevitable.
And I realize more than ever that as president, I need your help. I have been reminded again that all the legislation in the world can't fix what's wrong with America.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. New Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines.
Day number 312.
Day 312, day 325, since Joey made the promise not to abandon them, but here we are. Glad you're with us. Our toll-free number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of this extravaganza program of ours. We're loaded up today, all things Simple Man Bill O'Reilly. Senator Tom Cotton checks in today. And so much more. I wanted to do it first on TV, and I did it last night. And it is because we keep hearing the same lies being told by the left. Well, we're going to have to suck it up, and we're going to wait until we have energy independence from renewable energies. But there's it kind of worked better on TV because I could show you where our energy comes from. And all this push for an electric car, you know, the push towards renewables. You know, it's become a mantra. You know, this is a great opportunity to transition. Joe has done everything he could possibly do to lower the price of gasoline, including, you know, getting rid of the federal gas tax and everything. He's trying so hard. He's done everything humanly possible. No, he's done everything humanly possible to ensure record high gas prices by artificially reducing the world supply of gas and oil and coal, the lifeblood of the world's economy. Not that difficult to understand. He inherited energy independence. America was a net exporter of energy, and he ruined all of that as he now makes his way, you know, to Saudi Arabia, the pariah nation, as he called it, and meeting with the crown prince, who he accused of murdering journalist Jamal Khashoggi, and he's going to kiss his ring, kiss his ass, and beg for oil. He's been begging OPEC to increase production. At $120 on average for a barrel of oil, finally they said, you know what? We'll take your money. You're pretty stupid because you can be energy self-sufficient and you've given into the climate alarmist religious cult. I think he's actually bought into it, because what's the definition of insanity? You keep doing something so stupid and do it again and expect a different result. There is no, this is a fantasy and an outright lie that we can make the transition anytime in the next couple of decades to their so-called lovable renewable energies. It's a lie. You know, transition, as they say. Well, so-called renewables, green energy, electric cars. Yeah, okay. It's when you get to the nitty-gritty, and as we did on TV last night, and I'm going to go through it now, it's a total, complete lie and a fraud. And it's based, by the way, follow the science, follow the math, follow the simple basic economics and the truth of this situation. Because any other intelligent person whose policies took gas from $2 plus a gallon, a little in the low twos, and raises it to $5 plus and going higher, might stand back and say, you know what, this is killing our economy. It's hurting the people in this country. No other country's doing this. Now, the countries that did give in to their climate alarmist religious cultists, like Germany, they're now firing back up mothballed coal plants for their electric grid because Putin is turning off the spigot, which I've been warning about for years. But you need to understand this more deeply. 79% of America's power grid, think about this in terms of electric cars, 79% of our grid is powered by fossil fuels. That's petroleum, that's natural gas, and that's coal. Another 8% is derived from nuclear power plants, but you can't build them because liberals hate them too. If you look at wind and solar, that's only 12% of our energy, and it's way more expensive. So if you want to transition away from fossil fuels, it would take shutting down 80 to 90% of our power grid. Now, let's say you do have this as your goal. What the hell difference does it make? We have enough natural gas and enough oil to be self-sufficient for hundreds of years. We don't need to beg Iran and Saudi Arabia and OPEC nations and Venezuela. You want that as your goal, as your transition? Fine. Develop the technology. When you get there, then we can make the transition. But unilaterally disarming our economy this way has given us the highest inflation in 41 years and higher than any other industrialized country. So if you wanted to do it and replace it with windmills and solar power, well, the only problem is it's not very efficient. Let me give you an example. One wind turbine produces less than 3 megawatts of energy. Great. Whereas one natural gas turbine produces 45. Natural gas, clean burning natural gas. For example, a typical natural gas plant is 3 turbines, which means you would need 49 windmills to replace just one moderately sized natural gas plant. Now, keep in mind there are more than 3,400 fossil fuel power plants in operation in the U.S. Any transition to renewables, wind and solar, would take decades and decades to accomplish. And by the way, it would even be more expensive than what we're now paying for energy. Each individual windmill, each one, the 3 megawatt one, is going to cost $3.8 million to build, not to mention the thousands upon thousands of acres of land that would need to be purchased. Or as the Energy Secretary Granholm declared, we will require a lot of new resources that we will pay for, you will pay for. In other words, the big transition to renewables ain't going to happen under Joe Biden. And what? And nobody can explain this to me. What difference does it make if we drill for oil in Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, OPEC countries, or Venezuela, or if we drill for it right here, and all the benefits for our national security, for job creation, lowering the price of energy, increasing the world supply, and even helping out our NATO and Western European allies so they're not dependent on Vladimir Putin, which would help the geopolitical situation there. And maybe that maybe would stop Putin from, you know, destroying Ukraine. And like I said, politicians start wars. They don't fight wars to win wars. And that's exactly what has unfolded in Ukraine. They fought to a standstill, and they don't fight to win. That Joey wouldn't allow them to have the fighter jets to really kick their ass. So my attitude is the hell with it. If you're not going to fight to win, stop wasting our time and our money, because that's what they've done heretofore. But to appease these lunatics, the climate alarmist religious cult that represents the new Green Deal Socialist Democratic Party, they're now trying to outsource our energy needs overseas, as if somehow it's better drilling for oil in these other countries that hate us than it is for drilling for it here. That is another dumb decision. You know, and what, to make a big show about shutting down oil and gas infrastructure? What, to prove to us that you're serious about this? You know, this is not a serious policy. That's why Biden is going to beg the crown prince that he says killed Jamal Khashoggi and that pariah nation of Saudi Arabia. I mean, you'd think we'd learn a little something. Germany did multi-billion dollar deals with Putin, and Putin invades Ukraine, and Germany helps out Ukraine, and now Putin turns off the spigot, and Germany's left hung out to dry, and now they have to try and, you know, take out of mothballs their old coal-fired power plants, you know, that they had, that they used to use, that climate alarmists made them shut down. Optics. It's not about the environment. A scam. It's all a big lie. And this brings us, for example, to electric cars. All right. I like the idea. My buddy has a Tesla. He likes his Tesla. I would try a Tesla out, see if I like it. I have nothing against electric cars. I had a hybrid Escalade one point. Wasn't as good as the regular Escalade, but I used it. It was fine. Anyway, they keep saying, well, what about, you know, get everyone in America needs to get used to high prices. There's nothing else that we can do. And it's going to stay that way until we're energy independent with renewable energies. Okay, that's not happening. It's just a big lie. And you might want to just go buy an electric car. There's one huge problem. The average price for a new electric car is $64,000 compared to $44,000 for a full-size car. Never mind the fact that two-thirds of the country is living paycheck to paycheck because of Joe's economic and energy policies. So not a lot of people are going to be able to afford the $64,000 to get their electric car. You know, then you got to throw in another $1,200 at least, some or more, for the installation of an electric charging port. And then you're going to have to pay money every month to charge that car. And by the way, you're not going to really be saving money over the entire life of the vehicle. If you're paying $20,000 more, you're not saving money. So why are we doing it? And you're not going to save Mother Earth because the rest of the world is not following this madness. All they do is look at our government and say, these are the dumbest people we've ever seen run a government in history. And there are other things to consider. You know, electric car is only as clean as its energy source. And 80% of that electric power comes from oil and gas and coal. Wow. Didn't factor in that portion. They don't tell you that part, do they? You know, then that's not the only thing. The production of these vehicles, not exactly environmentally friendly. What do you mean? I thought they were environmentally friendly. No, they're not. The battery alone is comprised of nickel and cobalt, aluminum, and manganese, all of which have to be mined from Mother Earth with heavy equipment that probably uses diesel or gas. Now, there are some pretty cool electric cars out there. Tesla, I'm interested in. That guy seems like an innovator. I kind of like him. He speaks his mind. I like anybody that speaks their mind. And talking about a phantom transition to renewables is not going to save the economy. We're now headed into a recession. We may be in it now and not know it until the end of this quarter. Lawrence Summers says he's not only predicting a recession, but warning the U.S. would need 5 years of 6% unemployment or unemployment as high as 10% to ease inflation. Our economy is going to a very dark place. Americans aren't stupid, and they see that obviously this government, run by these climate alarmist cultists, are destroying what was once a great economy. Joe Biden not only inherited energy independence, America as a net exporter of energy, he put in all these draconian regulations because he said he was going to take us off fossil fuels and eliminate them. He's not eliminating them by begging the crown prince, who I've never liked, in a country that I've never trusted, that is duplicitous and has a human rights record that is as atrocious as the day is long. But this is where they're taking the country. They don't give a damn about $5 a gallon gasoline. They don't care about a 41-year high of inflation. They're telling us that there's nothing we can do. That is a lie. There's plenty that they can do. But it would take them literally being deprogrammed from their indoctrination into their climate alarmist religious cult. But they're not going to do that. You know how hard it is to deprogram somebody once they buy into something dumb and stupid? It's pretty hard. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Washington Post columnist saying Americans need to stop complaining about inflation. You hear that? Need to listen to the Washington Post. Michelle, what's her name? Singletary. I don't know how you pronounce it. Anyway, goes on to say to MSDNC that many Americans are not suffering as much as they think from inflation. Well, according to Bloomberg, it's about $6,000 a household. It's another $2,000 if you drive your car to work every day. And somebody actually on TV last night say, yeah, I pulled up. Oh, it was Clay Travis, I think. Pulls up to his gas station, sees the guy before him bought 1 gallon of gas. That's somebody that's living paycheck to paycheck. Who wants to take the time and only get 1 gallon? You're just getting enough to get through the day. By the way, Russia now cutting back on natural gas supplies to most of Europe, which I told you that's now going to happen here. And Joe Biden, we've done everything we can do. They won't even consider going back to energy independence. By the way, Elizabeth Warren, interestingly, complaining that the Fed's planned interest rate hikes will drive the economy over the cliff. Yeah? Well, what part of that have you been missing? Because what we already know, look at what's happened. Look at how much you're paying. Look at the Biden inflation tax. And I'm not even factoring in, there's a Fox Business article. Retirees on fixed incomes have lost trillions of dollars in Biden's stock market crash. Trillions. We now have older people trying to get back in the workplace at a time when we're just probably a couple of months away from no jobs being available. U.S. the existing home sale prices hit a record. If you are a home buyer, you want to go through the numbers. Let's say you have a monthly budget for a home of $2,500. You lost $118,000 in spending power for the year 2022, a report just released. In other words, the rapid decline in spending power for individuals and families on a $2,500 monthly budget comes because of mortgage rate increases. They've nearly doubled since the end of 2021. The tech-powered real estate brokerage explained that a buyer can afford a $399,000 house at 6% mortgage rate, which is $117,000 less than the $517,000 the home the same budget could have purchased at the end of 2021. Now, that's $118,000 in lost buying power just because of the rise in interest rates. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Goldman Sachs is predicting 8 more rate increases in the next 18 months. By the way, AmericanFinancing.net, they'll give you a free mortgage debt consolidation review. Why? You want to know where unemployment rates are the lowest? In Republican-controlled states. That's absolutely true. I'll explain when we get back as we continue.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
We have a chance here to make a fundamental turn toward electric vehicles, and not just electric vehicles, but across the board.
Ultimately, we really do need to be investing in renewables.
Until we achieve a form of energy independence that is based on clean energy created here at home, and since we'll still be vulnerable to wild price hikes like we're seeing right now during Putin's war.
As Minister Ryan has said, this clean energy transition could be the peace project of our time.
It's a way in which we can assure reasonable energy expenses for households is to move to renewables to address climate change.
Last month, we announced a $5 billion investment to build out a nationwide electric vehicle charging network so that people from rural to suburban to urban communities can all benefit from the gas savings of driving an EV.
Under my plan, which is before the Congress now, we can take advantage of the next generation of electric vehicles that a typical driver will save about $80 a month from not having to pay gas at the pump.
It's on the issue of gas prices. After waiting for a long time to have enough chips in this country to finally get my electric vehicle, I got it and drove it from Michigan to here this last weekend and went by every single gas station. It didn't matter how high it was.
If you filled up your EV,
by charging, and you filled up your gas tank with gasoline and you have the same size tank, you would save $60 per fill up by going electric rather than using gasoline.
With the president's goal of 100%.
Let me take it from here. So Russia is now cutting back on their gas supplies. Now, you'd think we might learn something from this, because we know Germany and all these NATO countries, Western European countries, they made multi-billion dollar deals with Russia for their energy supplies because they gave in to their climate alarmists, you know, environmentalists. Now, we've since have found out, guess who is funding these environmental extremists to get to the situation? Vladimir Putin and Russia. They did it knowing they'd make money if they caved to these environmental nutcases. And they did. Anyway, so now Friday, Russia reduced natural gas deliveries by half to Italy. Slovakia cut off France entirely, making a third consecutive day of gas reductions. Doing the same thing now. The growing confrontation between Moscow and the West. They had previously cut off all natural gas to Poland, Bulgaria, Finland, the Netherlands, Denmark. German Chancellor, Vice Chancellor, said the Russian President Putin is doing what was to be feared from the beginning. He's reducing the volume of gas, not in one go, but step by step. Yeah, of course he is. He controls you idiots. Now, when Biden goes to beg the Saudi crown prince and beg OPEC and beg Venezuela and beg Iran, we're now going to follow in the what the idiots in Western Europe did? Because then we'll be dependent. And getting, you know, energy up and online again is not quite as easy as you think it is. It takes time. We're setting ourselves up to be beholden to people that hate us. So stupid. Back to this Washington Post columnist, Michelle Singletary, out there talking about inflation. I mean, literally, you know, I'm just going to say it. If I get dinged for it, I don't care. There's a great deal of Americans where it's uncomfortable because they're spending more, but they're not going to go under. You know, you've got to stop complaining when there's so many people who literally the inflation rate means they may only have two meals instead of three. There are Americans who did extremely well the last 2 years in the market. You still have your job. By the way, whatever gains you had the last 2 years are gone. Goodbye. Kiss them goodbye. Phantom gains that dopey Democrats would want to tax before you ever realize them. Anyway, and yeah, it's costing you more for gas, but guess what? You're still going to take your 4th of July holiday vacation. You could still eat out. No, not everybody can eat out. No. A lot of people aren't going on vacation. They can't afford it. So I'm going to need you to calm down and back off. Calm down. Stop looking at your portfolio. You know what you can do with that energy? Help people. Put food on the table of somebody else's house because you have extra. Oh, thank you for the lecture. We should put on our sweaters again. Stupid. Retirees, this idiot at the Washington Post, does she not know? Retirees, foxbusiness.com. Go take a look. Retirees have lost trillions of dollars in their stock market crash of Biden. Trillions. S&P 500, U.S. stocks down 21%, NASDAQ down 30%, Dow 16% so far this year. You have the director for the retirement research, Boston College, wrote in a blog this week that retirement plans have collectively lost upwards of $3 trillion since the beginning of January. Suck it up. You know, stop complaining. Oh, really? You know, oh, okay. We'll stop complaining. Calm down. Stop looking at your portfolio. What are people supposed to do? I go through these numbers again. You know, home buyers now, if your monthly budget was $2,500 and it hasn't changed from year to year, from 2021 to 2022, you would be able to afford a home that costs $517,500. Now, you lost $118,000 in buying power, spending power. That's $399,000 for the same amount of money you're bringing in because of the cost of interest rates going up. I mean, this is real, real money, real people, real suffering. Two-thirds of the country, we're getting lectured by the Washington Post from, are suffering because of this idiot and this religious cult that has now taken over the minds and hearts and souls of the entire Democratic radical New Green Deal Socialist Party. You know, Biden tweeted out yesterday that 15 states are at their lowest unemployment rates, 12 of them run by Republicans. He didn't mention that part. Of the top 26 states with the lowest unemployment rates, 21 have Republican governors and legislatures. Biden's push for electric vehicles hit a big roadblock. New law prevents supplies from China for electric vehicles and other green energy products from entering the U.S., halting a Biden administration priority. That was reported by the New York Times. It's the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act requires proof that any products coming from China, one of the main sources of products, is crucial to making batteries, were free of forced labor. Problem is, the law goes into effect on Tuesday, and Biden is pushing to make at least 50% of the vehicles emission-free by 2030. It's not going to happen. You know, Karine Jean keeps saying, you know, the reason Joe tripped three times going up the stairs of Air Force One is it was very windy outside. I don't know what's worse, that he tripped three times or that the wind blew him over. Anyway, say one, I can't keep up with Joe Biden. Wow, you must be in awful shape. I work out an hour and a half a day. I can keep up with Joe Biden like he could do maybe an hour's worth of thinking a day. Good grief. Elon Musk is right. Inevitably, yeah, the U.S. is probably in a recession soon. We already had a negative quarter of growth, recession defined by two consecutive quarters of negative growth. The Atlanta Fed predicting 0.0% growth this quarter. If it turns out to be 0.1%, we are officially in a recession. Let's see what happens. I hope it doesn't matter. We, for all intent and purposes, we really are anyway. As inflation soars, guess what? It's impacting everyday life. MSDNC, Washington Post, ABC, they're now warning voters against gas prices influencing your vote in November. After downplaying the concerns about the economy in the last year, now they're beginning to panic because Americans see it every day. High gas prices, paying more for everything they buy in every store they go to. Now they're scared that the Democrats are going to get their asses kicked in the midterm elections. So now they're out there, you know, warning people, you know, that it's a wild fantasy to believe that the GOP could lower gas prices. Well, Donald Trump already proved that he can do it. We're energy independent. Let me just tell you something. This is now all self-induced. And then it gets even worse. I mean, Janet Yellen is clueless. It's only transitory inflation. She says the only way to fix the energy crisis is to move to renewables. I just explained you can't move to renewables the way they're saying. So in the meantime, we just got to suck it up and suffer and beg enemy countries to help us. This is a form of madness. This is insanity. This is your Democratic Party. What's that, Linda? You're talking in my ear. I just heard you. What did you say?
I was just saying that Jerome Powell had some interesting comments today. And Cut 11, he kind of deflated the whole Ukraine and Russia.
Play it.
Now, since the war in Ukraine began in late February, the rate of inflation has risen incrementally another 1.6% to a current level of 8.6%. So again, from 7% to 8.6%.
Right, given how inflation has escalated, they inherited 1.4%. Now it's 8.6%, and you can only blame a little over 1% for the Biden inflation. That's another lie. You know, I'll tell you, it is so frustrating to me. By the way, NBC News documented the extensive effort by Democrats, including the Clinton campaign, to overturn Trump's 2016 election win. Where's the committee looking into that? You know, by the way, the star witness yesterday is a guy named Rusty Powers. He's the guy, I think, from Arizona, isn't he? I don't know. I think he's the Speaker of the House in Arizona.
Yes, he is.
He said, yeah, I'd vote for Trump again. Because what he did for the country was great. That's the star witness. Democrats tried to block the Electoral College from certifying Trump's victory in 2016. Nobody seems to remember that part. At least a half a dozen Democratic electors have signed on to an attempt. This is November 22nd, 2016. Signed on to an attempt to block Donald Trump from winning the Electoral College majority, an effort designed not only to deny Trump the presidency, but also to undermine the legitimacy of the institution. Presidential electors, mostly former Bernie supporters, who hail from Washington State, Colorado, now lobbying their Republican counterparts in other states to reject their oaths and, in some cases, state laws to vote against Trump when the Electoral College meets, blah, 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 blah. Oh, so they did that themselves. Oh, only matters if Trump does it. I got it. I got it. You know, this is the sick world we live in. I'll tell you, it's, you know, it's only going to get worse. Here's the sad part, is they're not going to change. Once you're indoctrinated into a cult, you cling to it. It's like manna from heaven. To deprogram you, you know, if you've ever known anybody in a religious cult, or here, if you've ever watched any shows about people indoctrinated into these religious cults, they defend it to the ends of the earth. They have people that are official deprogrammers, and sometimes they can't even snap people out of the false notions that they cling to. All right, so we'll get a tax holiday. I'll get to it later. Obama called it a gimmick. Obama was actually right on that. It is a gimmick, just like tapping into the strategic petroleum reserves is a gimmick. You know, so, but without boosting supply, what's going to happen? Wouldn't this just increase demand and drive up gas prices further? I think that's probably a good argument you can make. Biden mocking an oil company for proposing solutions to bring down gas prices. Elon Musk rightly saying it's inevitable. Karine Jean-Pierre mocked for stating that Biden will elevate pain at the pump. Yeah, he will. He's elevating pain at the pump. You know what the truth is? Biden's ruined the great economy. He's ruined the greatest economy on the face of this earth. He's ruined it because his party has gone so hardcore, radical, Green New Deal socialist. And he's never going to stand up to them. After the shellacking they get in November, which I'm assuming is going to happen, and I don't take it for granted, but looks like it. All the polls show it. You know, you think he's going to come back and say the era of big government is over? The end of welfare as we know it? No, he's going to double down on stupid. Biden actually mocked the Chevron CEO and a spat over gas prices. He takes responsibility for nothing. He knows nothing about the energy business. They say, oh, he's done everything humanly possible. There's nothing else he can do. Yes, there is. Go back to the policies that you inherited. You go try that one. That's the only one you won't try. You won't even put it on the table. Won't even think about it. That's why you have a 32% approval rating. People are sick of this Adam Schiff. Kamala Harris, DNC fundraiser, ticket prices slashed because nobody wants to see them. Who wants to hear the word salad and the awkward giggling anyway, or giggling vice president? It's unbelievable. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. We'll check in with O'Reilly, see what he thinks about all this on the other side of half hour here. News at the top of the hour, rather. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.